Hello? Calling about your Jack? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was calling about your Jack for sale.
Yeah.
Is it still available?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, can I come take a look at it?
Well, not exactly tonight. How about tomorrow?
Okay, well, can I come early, and can you have a gift wrap for me, please?
No, I can't gift wrap it. I have nothing to gift wrap with.
You don't have any paper? Like newspaper?
I might have something.
Okay.
How early are you interested in it?
I'm thinking like 6 o'clock.
Well, that might be possible.
Okay. Do you have like an old blanket or towel you could wrap it in? And maybe put a bow on it?
Well, I don't know. Let me look and see if I have any paper that you can wrap it in.
Just use the Sunday funnies.
Huh?
Just use the Sunday funnies. I used to do that.
Sunday funny.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's in the Sunday paper, the funnies, the
the comics and stuff. Yeah. I don't take any newspapers. I think that's almost kind of out of the let's see. I'm at a friend's house. I was gonna see if she had some.
Oh, okay. Like sexual friend or
no?
Oh, okay.
No.
Do you know what's in your stocking?
Do I know what is in my stocking?
Yeah.
No. Okay, I got some here. I got some wrapping paper if you want to wrap it.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you what's in your stocking? I'm looking through it right now. You got some chapstick.
What are you talking about?
Some of that poopery. I've got your stocking, sir.
Oh, I don't have any stockings.
You do?
No.
It's here in your backyard. I'm giving it to
you. Yeah, she's got some, but that's all.
Okay,
I can give you some paper.
Sure, yeah. And I'll watch you wrap it. Cool. Let's do that. Thank you.
Okay, you want to call me in the morning?
Yeah. And I also, where am I going? Am I going over to your friend's house or your house?
No. Because I've got it at home. I can meet you somewhere. How's that?
Sir, this isn't a date, okay? I'm not single. I'm not trying to hook up. I just want to get the frickin' Jack. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Quit making it weird, buddy.
Well, it's just easier for me to take it down the street to what the hell? I can't think of what they call QT.
Oh, I like QTs. Did you just call me
okay,
a cutie?
Okay, well, there's one. Yeah.
You're hitting on me?
Huh?
You're hitting on me. You just called me a cutie. I told you.
Oh, no, it's cutie.
I told you. I'm not single, but thank you.
Okay. No, cutie is a gas station.
I know. My mom calls me a cutie all the time. I know. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, call me in the morning.
All right.
I can meet you just right down the street.
Okay, that sounds great.
Where I live.
I just want to let you know I ate a fish sandwich earlier. I had that for lunch. I had a fish sandwich for lunch.
What's that got to do with
a jack? I just thought you'd like to know.
Okay. All right. Call me in the morning. All right.
And I also watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, call me in the morning and I can meet you down the street there.
All right. Calm down, cutie. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I love you. Why didn't he put up with so much weird stuff? I don't know. He's calling me cutie. What is this? Curiosity. Merry Christmas, Devin Anus Carp. Yes. That smell. Can you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. I made clam deviled eggs for Christmas. Clam deviled eggs. I've never tried a clam deviled egg. Hey, Mojo Bojo. How'd it going? I don't know what to do. I just thought I would make some calls and be weird, and that's all I want to do. Sting. I appreciate that. Okay. Let's see. Ice Cow was a Marvel superhero last night. Yeah. Ew. Namesake Jake. No. Cheer Tactics. Oh, I like that. UGLY. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. Yeah, you ugly. Wow. Like that. Ham and beef tongue mixed with cranberry sauce. Ew. Don't do it. Don't you do it, Tom. So excited. Can you tell someone they have a beefy tongue? Yes. Sure can.
Thank you for calling Best Western City, Montana. This is Christina. How can I help you?
Hey, Christina. Are you guys at the front desk?
Yes, Holly's up there.
Okay. Well, Holly's up there?
Why? What's going on?
Well, so I left earlier today to go do some business stuff, and I left a sheet of lasagna on my bed.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
And so I came back and there was like a weird shape cut out of it. And I don't know who would have done that.
I don't know either. What room are you in?
It feels like a hate crime.
What room are you in?
I'm in 218.
218. Okay. We got cameras. I can see if I don't have access to him, but my boss does. And he should be back pretty soon. Okay. I see what's going on. I mean, that's the best I could do. What's your name, honey?
Well, my name is Rachel, and it was like a dick-shaped cut out of the...
Right, no, I feel you.
And it was weird.
What's a phone number? You can also go talk to Holly. She may have... Maybe she's seen something. I don't really know.
Should I just bring the whole lasagna down and show her? I could do that.
I mean, you can, but, I mean, like I said, all she can do is tell you whether she's seen anybody messing around up there or not, but I don't know anybody that has any access to any of your guys' rooms other than, you know, without a master key, and the master key's sitting over here all day.
Okay. So. Well, I mean, like, I didn't
anyway,
do
what's
this.
A good phone number to reach you at? I'm going to tell my boss, too.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I didn't do this. Are you trying to say?
I'm not accusing you of doing that. I'm just saying I'm not sure who else would have gotten in your room without a master key.
Okay.
Because we don't just make random keys to people's rooms without verifying. So I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay.
What's a good phone number for you, sweetie?
So it's going to be area code 270
558-1710. Okay. All right, my boss should be back in a little while, and as soon as he is, I'll talk to him about it, and we'll see what we could do. Maybe we could, I don't know if he could see anything on camera, if we even, you know, but we'll, all I can do is mention it to him.
Okay, and what was your name?
My name is Christina, hon.
Oh, okay,
I'm over
Christina.
Here right now working at the front desk at the Best Western.
Okay.
Which is why it's weird that you called the Lone Tree and you got me and you didn't get up front. So I'm
oh, yeah, that's
you
weird. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, no worries, no worries.
Weird. All right.
That's a good thing.
Well,
all
thank
right,
you
see,
so
I'm
much.
I'm so sorry. Well,
oh, no
yeah,
worries.
We'll do our best to figure this out, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know what that was. Bitchy Christina. I love Jen. Yeah, she was a talker. She was making me feel really uncomfortable, and I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it one bit. Bitch. Okay. Oh, 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 oh. I like that kitty face with lickies. I watched a Garfield Christmas, kind of. Oh, the old grandma's all sad and misses her husband. That's cute. It's cute. It's good for you. I gave her Beverly's number, so maybe the the guy will call back. That would be fun. What is that? Let's do... West Side. Oh, yeah. I would love that. Oh, Nat Nat! Merry Christmas, Nat Nat. I'm excited to finally catch you. I miss you. Oh, we need to do calls together, you and I. I think that would be lots of fun. Gotta figure that out. Because I knew you did it. You straight did it. With a Mr. RBCP. What about me? What about me? Okay. Okay. Let's see. I think so. You
thank
also.
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Plus Phoenix West. Please select from the following menu options.
Stinks
to
like
make a new reservation
here.
Or change an existing
oh,
reservation,
no. I need
press
to do TMF.
1. To transfer to the hotel front
no.
desk, press 2. To cancel a reservation, press 3. To hear the property's address, press 4.
No.
To speak to an agent, press 0. To hear these options again.
I think. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Red Roof Plus, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you? Are you at the front desk?
I am.
Okay, what do you know about candy canes?
Like the can, like the actual candy canes?
Yeah.
I don't know what type of question that is. It's just a piece of candy.
Well, yeah, so I mean, like, I know that it kind of dissolves in the mouth, but do you think it would dissolve in other, like, holes or mouths? Like, if I broke a piece off in my butthole and I can't get it out, do you think it would dissolve itself or should I go to the hospital?
Pretty sure you could just push that out.
How?
I'm sure it will just come out with your stool.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a woman and women don't poop.
All right, well, have a nice day.
Thanks so much, asshole. Are you sure you can just push that out? It is a minty fresh beehole. Ew, Mojo Bojo. Why do you have to make it gross? It's not a bully. He's an accuser. I was watching that. I want to be this lady.
You do need my help, sir.
I love her.
Can you see that, you son of a bitch?
Could you please son of a bitch? Check out my groceries?
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Wow. This is...
You gotta ask Jesus Christ.
We're I don't all have sinners. To do anything.
Right. We're all sinners.
Okay.
He's not gonna force you to do
you're
it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking accuser. You motherfucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
You motherfucking accuser. Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
She's just, I love her. You motherfucking accuser. You accuser of the fucking brethren. What? Why? Why is she so mean? Accuser chart. Motherfucker. Oh, what? And then she's all super nice. And lovey-dovey. Wubby-wubby. Okay. When meth and religion meet. Yeah, she says.
Thanks for calling Love's Travel Stops, the home of clean places and friendly faces. Press 1 if you're a professional driver who needs emergency roadside assistance.
Ow, my
press
ear.
2 for all other calls, or press pound to hear these options again.
For quality assurance purposes, this call is being recorded or monitored.
Thank you for calling Love's Travel Stop, Missoula, Montana. This is Chayton. How can I help you?
Chayton? Is that like a mixture of Chance and Peyton, or what is that?
Kinda.
Okay, that's cool. Your parents had a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's up? I was just wondering, could I come and do my Santa Claus dance in front of your guys' store?
I don't know.
I put a hat out for some tips and stuff, and I do my dance.
Are you with the Salvation Army or something?
I mean, I can be if that's what you need to hear.
More would you like to speak to a manager?
It's more like, well, I would just like you to just Say yes, and then I'll be right there.
I don't really know what you're asking me.
I would like to come to your establishment and put my hat on the floor and do my dance. I might poop and pee. I don't know.
That would be up to a manager.
Okay, Chayton. Put a manager on the phone.
This is Laura. How may I help you?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
Hello.
This is Laura.
Yes, this is Beverly.
This is Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who am I talking to? What can I help you with?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Love's Travel Stop.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
I don't know. You called here.
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do? You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Sorry, I just thought that'd be fun if she talked to people. Mm-hmm. Beverly is not naughty. You take that back. Right now. No, you are. Okay. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I wonder if I can do. It's a party in my pants. Is that something? I guess. If you would like to come into It's a Party in My Pants chat in the world of prank call server and make calls, where I can add you. Fucking Chayton. What an asshole. What a fucking asshole. It's a party in my pants. It's a party in my pants. What up, gangster? Let's see. Here we go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Six.
Oh, hey. I wonder if. Well, that's okay. Are you like muted or? I don't know if this will work. I might just have to add people separately into no roles. Oh. Well, then that might be a problem. Let me go here. I'll just have to. You have no voice perms. Here we go. Let's do this instead, shall we? And pew 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 pew. You're a stinky butthole, and your butthole stinks. Okay, I'm going to create a group, and I'm going to make a call. Oh, wait. Am I out of that other thing? I hope. I think. I pray to Jesus.
Yo, what's up? Hey, I love stinky buttholes.
You're so full of stinky buttholes. Did that work, I guess?
Okay. Yeah, hey, I love stinky buttholes.
Ah, shit.
You're so full of stinky
buttholes. I love stinky buttholes. Whoa, I want to, like, bury my face in them.
Don't do that.
I forgot to close that. Yeah, I forgot to close it out.
That's okay. I approve.
Yo, what's up, Ice Cat?
Hi, Ice. Meow, 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 meows. Hi, Dr. Tom Servo. I pooped my pee. And what are you? What's your? I don't even know what your, how to pronounce your name. Echo.
Oh, I changed it to Echo. It to Echo, but I'm actually Havoc, like from way back when.
Oh, hey, Roll. What up, gang?
Yeah, that's me.
That's me. Hello, me.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm not wearing any pants.
Yes. That is approved and appreciated.
They're on my ceiling, and I don't know why.
You're on drugs. You're on drugs. Wait.
I think I'm on like Indian Christmas music or something.
What is that? What does that
it's
mean?
It's like Indian people with really thick accents, like jingle bells, jingle bells.
I like that. Well, these people have a Black and Decker drill for sale. I don't know if anybody would like to take that. Hi, Ron.
I'll do it.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is...
Let me try him one more time, just for shits and giggles. Redial.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
So the fuck you, button, you piece of shit, motherfucker? I'm gonna try. Ooh, a knee scooter.
Wait, is this a knee scooter?
Person? Yes, this might be the same person though. You fucker! It is asshole.
You need to ask someone if they have an automaton in their pants.
Why?
Because it's hilarious.
I bet they don't.
They probably don't, but I have an automaton in my boxers.
That's TMI.
I have a ton of boxers, too. Like, I have a bunch.
You have a
most of mine like, you mean like though. The dogs. You're talking about like, the dogs, right? Boxers?
No, I'm talking about like the butt flaps like in my boxers. Dog.
and then they fight each other? That's why they call boxers, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling the Best Western Downtown Phoenix, located in Phoenix, Arizona. For front desk and general information, press 1. Mm-hmm. To make a reservation at our hotel, press 2. To make a group reservation, press 3.
It won't work. Sometimes it works, but okay.
Thank you for calling the Best Western.
Thank you for eating my butthole.
Good.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, whoa. Was it talking to you? Okay. Let's try for sale dresser wardrobe rocker. Oh, and a Great Pyrenees hound pup. I want a doggy for Christmas. All right, who's going to do this?
We'll do it.
Okay, dresser, wardrobe, rocker. Please, God.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Why isn't anything answering? It's me. I'm sad right now.
Try it one more time.
Okay.
I think it's because you have to adopt a Russian accent when you make a call.
I'm not good at that. How do you do Russian? You've got to adopt it to
will them to answer.
Damn. Yeah. Hey, yeah, you're striking out with these.
Здравствуйте, меня зовут Havoc.
Trading post.
I like to do that. Nar. Nar. Oh, ar, nar.
This is Richard. I can get your phone right now. Please give your name and number. I'll get back.
Russian doesn't work either.
Nothing works. Let me try Love's. They're pretty good about answering. Okay. This person's probably going to answer now that I'm calling them.
This is Richard. I can get your phone right now. Please hear.
Oh, damn.
God damn it, Richard.
Even German doesn't work.
Son of a bitch. I was on a stage once speaking into a microphone, and it was like a microphone, but I thought it was your robot penis.
Yeah.
So you got shocked or what?
No. Thanks for calling Love's Travel. My fingernails got the home of really wet, though.
Please listen carefully. Were you like sounding? What was that all about?
No, my fingernails were wet. Like really wet. Like they were leaking.
To make a reservation or to get location information, visit our website at www.lovesrvstop.com.
Select the city and state
to speak with a representative, press 1. To repeat the menu, press pound. To return to the main menu, press star. What did I do?
Press 1 if you're a professional driver who needs emergency.
No, what is it, 3? Or wishes to
speak with a service. Now press 2.
Press 2 for information about Love's RV stops.
No.
Oh, okay. Call. To repeat the is it 3? Press pound. It's 3.
For quality assurance purposes.
Yes. All right. Who's taking it? Or monitored?
I'll do it.
Heard Love Store 609. Copy.
Hey man, I'm trying to enjoy my, you know, bountiful Christmas feast tonight in the bathroom, and people keep coming in and out of here, man. Can you lock the door?
Over at the RV park?
At 609, right? Yeah. Like I'm in the restroom right now, man, and I cooked dinner. I have candles going. I'm in the bathroom, and these guys keep like using like the hand blower and washing their hands and stuff, and it's absolutely ruining my evening, sir. Like I'm trying to just have this Christmas dinner in here, and it's just so annoying. They keep coming in and out and being like, "Guy, you can't have dinner in here. This is a public bathroom. That's gross."
All right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, could you come over here? Could you kick these people out? This dude's like taking a shit in here too. It's killing my vibe, bro.
Are you eating in there?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, quit taking a shit. Sir?
I can't stop once it's started.
Yeah, can you come lock like, let's just shut this down. And also, like, I have some extra chicken. Are you hungry right now?
No, I'm good.
Oh, come on, man. You don't wanna have Christmas dinner with me?
No, I'm good.
I'll have Christmas dinner with you.
It like here, hold on. Hey, man, all right, at least wash your hands, all right? Like
he wants to, you got potatoes and gravy?
Yeah, you smell it. I'm cooking it by the sink. I got my little griddle in here.
I can't smell it. I can only smell my own dump.
But yeah, sir, did you want to come eat dinner with us? Works for me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Despicable. What's the plans for, do you know who's going to be doing the collective this weekend by chance? Or?
You.
Good question. Yeah, that's my vote.
Yep, I vote for Devin.
Me?
Put her on the spot. Everybody, put her on the spot.
You've been elected.
I mean, I probably can.
Really? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be sick.
I got nothing going on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Well, that was just me trying to get, you know, get in on this. So thanks.
I mean, I'll be free on Saturday.
Absolutely.
I'll have to send all my hookers back to the streets.
Yeah, those men need to get back on the street, man. I get it.
Well, I get them all from rent.min, so I guess they're in their house, but
rent a center.
No, yeah. No, rent.min. It's a male escort website. And I usually call them up and I'm like, I call the most muscular hairy guys I can find. And
there
I ask them if I can shave their entire body or help them if they'll help me move a futon. And they're like, no, I'll fuck you, but I won't help you like move stuff.
I like that.
Dial trolls used to call like, I forget what, like, I don't know if they were homeless shelters, like halfway houses. And he'd be like, you have any tall ones? I need to clean some gutters or something. Like, it was really fucked up, but like hilarious.
Please leave your message for Richard Rain.
Okay,
like, I think it was like homeless people that would like work for like $5 a day or some shit. You'd be like, you got any tall ones? I need to hang some stuff on my house.
It's like, yo, Devon, call the NORAD Santa tracker line.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want to tell them about an incoming ICBM from Russia.
No, not come on now.
I want to tell them about an incoming cum shot that is aimed at my face from a Russian.
It's gonna make it all super awkward. Okay, let's.
I have some internal numbers that nobody else has for NORAD.
We are absolutely derailing your show. So
yeah, sorry, but they would probably get somebody in trouble if they actually did dial these numbers.
Well, then I don't want them. So thanks.
No, thanks for nothing. Say,
I also have a Navy battleship number.
No, I don't want to. I don't want none of that. I do like I've never had any luck with like elevators. Have you guys ever caught anybody in an elevator before?
Oh yeah, I have. I used to have this number for this elevator in some apartment complex.
Oh nice.
In New York.
Awesome. City.
And like I didn't know where it was, but I had the number and I had someone like give me the address of the building and I found it on Google Maps.
Oh nice.
I'd always call and be like, "Hello elevator people."
Is it busy?
For quality assurance.
Busy place. All right.
This call
who's
is being
taking
recorded
this?
Or monitored.
Nobody.
Thank you for calling Loves of Great Falls. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Hey, Jared. You sound kind of like you got one of those beefy tongues. Like a
okay.
Little bit of a mumble mouth. You okay?
Yeah. Well, how can I help you?
Eating too much candy, are we?
Call him back.
His beef tongue got in the way.
Yeah.
Is that what
ask
you
him
want
back.
To say?
Ask him if he's about to go into anagalactic shock. Like, not even anaphylactic, but anagalactic.
Anagalactic shock.
call him back and, you know, just be like, oh, I think we got disconnected.
Did your tongue hang up? Did your beefy tongue hang up the phone by accident?
This call is being recorded or monitored.
How meaty is that tongue?
Hang up on me, mumble mouth.
Loves in Great Falls, floor 789. My name is Casey. How can I help you?
Oh, Casey, I think the mumble mouth guy's big beefy tongue hung up on me.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you?
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to stop by, and I was going to just set up shop in front of the store just for a little bit.
Okay.
So is that a yes? We're good?
Can I get your name?
Yeah, Rachel. People call me...
Rachel? Okay.
People call me Raquel.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second here, and I'm going to put you on a quick hold, but I'll be right back with you.
No, please don't put me on hold. Just set the phone down. I don't like hold music. It makes me want to shave.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Thanks. Rick Whalen. Can one of you guys talk? I don't want to talk anymore.
Hi, oh, this is Rachel.
Okay, thanks.
So I just needed to speak with my shift lead because that was the person that you had talked to earlier.
Hello?
Can you tell me a little bit more about... Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, this is Tony Cipriani. How's it going, sugar tits?
Okay, well, that's interesting. Anyways, can you please tell me a little bit about what you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, we're going to come there. We're going to post up right out front. All right, we're going to be selling exotic flowers. You know, it's Christmas.
It's our Christmas duty. We wouldn't allow solicitation.
Hey, I'm sorry. Is there a man there? Someone I can reason with?
Unfortunately, there's not anybody here that's more reasonable than me, but it is Christmas. Really? Really, really slow. Yeah.
So they have you there unsupervised by yourself, sugar tits?
Okay, so I hope you have your wonderful night.
Merry Christmas, doll.
We already have the file report, okay?
We're gonna be out front.
You can't file a report.
We're posting. We're posting up in 20 minutes,
so,
ma'am.
I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and I hope that you guys
will be out there. All right, I'll come in and I'll sell you some plants, okay?
She said, okay, that's interesting. Do you call your sugar tits? Oh, Lord, that was good. I like that a lot. Thank you, Tony Cipriani.
Anytime, doll. You know it.
Are you having a good Xmas, everybody, or holidays or whatever?
Thanks for calling Travel Stops, the home of clean places and friendly faces. Press 1 if you're a professional driver who needs emergency roadside assistance. Press 2 for all other calls, or press pound to hear these options.
All right, who wants to
for
get
quality
it?
Assurance purposes, this call is being recorded or monitored.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Love's Travel Stop, Missoula, Montana. This is Chayton. How can I help you?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Me and my elves want to come take a shower.
All right, we do got some showers open.
Okay, you want to join Santa in the shower? Ho, 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 ho.
Sorry.
That was fucking great. That was great.
Oh, you're sick. I like it. Okay.
Yo, what's up, Patsy Pitt Slaps?
What up, guys?
What is going on in here? What a collection of who's who. Who's who up in here?
Yeah. Who is
the community?
Who's who?
Please listen carefully. I'm you.
Who? Press one. I'm you. It's me. I'm you. Speak with a service advisor.
Press two for information about.
Oh no, I don't want to do that.
Press one if you're a professional driver.
For quality assurance purposes.
All right, here's. You want to try it again, non-Chayton? I don't know. Sorry.
Thank you for calling Love Store 738. This is Melissa. I may help you.
Yeah, I'm up on your roof and I'm stuck up here. I wanted to feel how Santa felt and yeah.
Okay. Well, let me get this cop that's standing here out there. Which side are you on, the front or the back?
The back.
Oh, okay.
The back.
Santa's always on the back side.
Right? Don't make it.
What did she say? What did she say to you? Let me get this cop to stand outside. I'm like, what?
Lying ass, lying bitch. Got her. Okay.
Okay. Should one of us call her back and be like, "Yo, there's a guy in a Santa costume."
I can do it. I will definitely do that.
Okay, I'm gonna change. Okay. Do it. Yeah.
We're calling Love Travel Stops, the home of clean places and friendly faces. Please listen
We're
carefully
doing
as the following options have recently changed. Press 1 if you're a professional driver who...
For quality assurance purposes, this call is being recorded or monitored.
They're probably not going to pick up now.
It rang a while the first time, so maybe give it a couple more.
Maybe they're busy. They're busy.
Bullshit. All right. One more ring.
It was worth a shot, though. Thank you.
It was worth a try.
That would be awesome.
Maybe in like five minutes.
There's a Santa Claus up here, and he's drinking, and he's taking off his clothes.
The home of clean places.
Santa. Santa.
He's taking a shower.
Driver who needs emergency roadside assistance or wishes to speak with a service advisor.
Santa Claus. You want to take a shower with Santa? Dove Servo.
I'm not Santa. I'm Manta.
Thanks for calling Love's Travel Stop, the home
Merry
of clean
Christmas.
Places and friendly faces. Please listen carefully.
Merry you're Christmas, you filthy animal.
Press 1 if you're a professional driver.
All Manta does is quote Home Alone
for information
lines.
About Love's RV stop.
Right.
Press 3 for all other calls.
Thank you for calling Love Store 738. This is Melissa. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey Melissa, how's it going there?
It's a going.
How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm doing good. I was just up here in the parking lot, and I just wanted to tell you that I saw there's a Santa up on the roof.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty well. I mean, it's pretty easy to be a Santa or not be a Santa. You know, he's got a red hat and he's big old fat and got a beard. Like, this guy fits all the descriptions.
Well, let me run out front and check it.
Yeah, he's like shaking his big old sack all over the place. Like, I mean, it's not like a toy sack, if you know what I mean.
I gotcha.
Sir, she's coming out.
Yeah.
Sir, she's coming out here.
Woo!
I'm not. You can't scare me.
That was fun. Go check on Santa.
Devin's gotta pee.
Someone do jingle bell, like I'll do the jingle bells like sound, and then someone do lyrics for Devin's Gotta Pee. Ding, 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 jingle, 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 jingle.
Devin's Gotta Pee! Devin's Gotta Pee!
Piss and she's a going.
Jingle.
Pee on the lawn.
I'm gonna piss on you.
Yes, it's true. Oh, a little pee pee and doo doo.
Oh, girl.
Oh.
Unifords.
That's a good one. We need to clip that song and send it to Devin, please.
Yes, please. All right, this is going to be the last call because I actually do have to do shit. Like, do shit.
I love you, Devin. Thank you for having a show.
I love you.
Merry Christmas. I'll
be
doing
Merry Christmas to you. Maybe we'll be having travel stops. Time to do stuff. Quality assurance. Hopefully I have the next few days
this
off.
Call is
so
being recorded or monitored.
I'm like, nice. To get so good. Yeah, I'm excited. Cuties. Thank you for
calling last 331. How may I help you?
Sir, there is a Santa Claus on the roof right now and he's taking a shower.
Oh, he's in a horrible shower. He's dumping water on himself.
A whiff of
his people fiercely.
Well, all right.
He's got a planter full of water.
Despicable dogs.
Bye, Didi. Merry Christmas.
I love you. All right,
bye, Devin. I love you.
Thank you for hanging out. Let's make calls soon. Sorry, it's so short. I love you.
Yes. No. You're good. You're good. Bye.
Bye, cuties. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Okay. You guys. Sorry, I have to go. I kind of just slacked on starting, and I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. My call jisms.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? Whoa, hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Is this Marvin?
Oh, yes.
Hey, this is Rachel.
How may I help you?
Well, I am Ron's secretary.
Oh, wow.
Assistant.
No.
And we were just.
Okay, no.
Just following
no.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this shiny knife. He got my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going to make me drop to my knees. Oh, no.
Don't drop to your knees. What's up?
Wow. I'm an upcoming actor and model. And due to the pandemic, production got shut down. And when I was going through my Twitter, because I don't really use that, and I said, let me mess with Mr. Howard and ask him about Opie and Andy Taylor, maybe. Yeah, but...
Oh, you had some questions about me?
But not only that, I know he always doing new movies and productions because he's a producer now. And I'm just trying to get plugged in as a background person on one of his projects. That's all.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. You sound like you're a little light in those Louboutins.
No, it's just a point that my voice is low. I'm 60 years old. Yeah.
Wow, you're trying to be an actor right now at 60 years old?
Wow, I've been doing this for 20 and 30 years. I was in the House of Cards with Kevin Spacey as a clipboard operator working for FEMA, giving out jobs and houses.
What, girl? Right. No.
I mean, they always have commercials and stuff for elderly people. And ain't nothing, I'm fly. Ain't nothing elderly about me.
Well, you got to sell yourself to me. Why would we put you up in our stuff?
Right. And I could do that.
Tell me what do you
Well, my passion is acting. You know, I was in the house for the I was in the House of Cards with Kevin Spacey. I was in this movie about modern press stress about a guy that was in Iraq and he came home with all this stress and his fiance was pregnant and they went to the carnival and bought a fish and they named the fish Wanda. That was his fiance name, but she talked him out of harming herself. And we shot right here in my hometown, Baltimore, Maryland. Yeah.
That's nice. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, wow. The one that, Home Alone. But no, I like the other one with the little kid and he stuck his tongue on the lamppost.
That's not creepy or anything. Oh! Christmas Story.
Hey, yeah. I'll shoot you out.
Yeah, you should act for me.
Wow. Yes, this is good.
Show me what you act some out.
Wow. Okay. Well, we have a lot of things going on the set. And we're going to shoot this movie today. And it's going to be starring Mr. Marvin. And he's the director of the movie Home Alone. Part 5. And everybody bought the plane. But they left little Kevin home alone. And Kevin got to be an adult because he was home alone on Christmas Eve and he saw that everything had to be done by himself. And he wasn't scared.
Do you hear me? I'm not afraid anymore.
I don't know. There's so much I can think. My mind is rumbling right now. Mm. Yeah.
Well, we're not asking you to write stories. I just want, give me your best, like, surprised face.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Wow. Plus, I can cry on the spot.
Oh, you can cry on the spot? I've always wanted to make somebody cry. Can I yell at you and you fake cry?
You don't have to yell. It's just,
well, just let me do it. I like acting, too. Hey, let me. Okay, thanks. What about me? All right. Hey, Marvin, what's up? You know what? Last night, you didn't satisfy me in bed.
Yeah, but I baby. Yeah, you know, I've been trying to do everything I can, but I love you, darling. Now, you know, messing with my manhood now. I'm going to call my mother. You don't hurt my feelings.
Oh, get on your knees. Suck Ron Howard's dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But I just like a lot of different movie stuff. You know, I grew up in the 60s, so.
Yeah, you did.
I did an Ultra-Bright toothpaste commercial for Ultra-Bright toothpaste because I got a perfect white teeth.
Oh, you got perfect white teeth.
Yes.
I'm jealous. Yeah. Can I have some of your teeth?
Mine only cost $3,500.
Oh, they're not
that's,
real.
That's for the top. Oh, no, but they look so perfect. Everybody said, wow, you got the perfect $1 million smile. I said, well, that's what I paid for it. Wow. But some people said, I didn't know you had dentures. I'm like, no, you're not supposed to.
They didn't, right? My right. Teeth, I have a gap in my teeth, but my mom tells me that I have a $1 million smile.
Yeah, because every smile, every teeth, you know, had that, it's just the face of the person who cries up. And so your personality might fit the gap to make us for a perfect smile.
I like that. Did you know that one of Ron Howard's nicknames?
Is
for his dick.
Mouth.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. But one of his nicknames for his dick is Happy Days.
Wow. I would like to meet y'all guys shooting on a set making a movie.
That would be great. I like that.
Where are you located?
Where are you located?
In Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh my goodness, we're on the opposite ends.
Right, I know. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. So what I'll do, I'll lock your name in my phone. And...
Will you do me a favor? Do you have a pen or a pencil? And I can give you another number.
Okay, sure. Wait a minute. Let me just grab it. Hold tight.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have it.
Oh, okay. So it is 602 377
0-1-9. Wait a minute. Hold tight. 1 second, okay? Mm-hmm. Stop writing. But I got a new pen right here. I got it from my office. Okay.
Oh, you have an office?
Yeah, in my other bedroom. I live by myself.
I like that.
So, look, we got 602.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
602. What's the other numbers?
Oh, 773.
773. Uh-huh.
029.
029.
Yeah, can you repeat that back to me?
Right.
Repeat it back to me.
602-773-0029.
No, just...
Or take out one of the zeros.
Take out one of the zeros.
But I'm missing another number. It's 6... Just read it to me again. Because I got 602-773-029. I'm missing a digit.
Yeah, no. That's my social security number.
Why would I have that?
I don't know. You wrote it down.
I like that already.
What are you planning on doing with that? Exactly.
Nothing. Just if you don't remember, I'll always have it in the trash and put it back to you. That's all.
Wait, don't put it in the trash. Like, rip it up.
No, I wrote it down under your name. I put it in my phone. I wrote it on a piece of paper.
You put my social security number in your phone?
No, I said I'm writing on top of my phone. I was using I had to find something hot to write on.
Oh, yeah? You should have used your dick.
so great. All right, well.
Okay, but really, how hard are you right now?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
What?
I'm good. My wife,
really?
My wife's in the other room.
Mm.
I have children.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Thank you so much, and you have a great night.
All right. I love you. Oh, damn it. God damn it. Fucking Marvin. He ruined it. Oh, what is that?
Back in